Street, Paul, after a long road stint, the St. Paul Jr. B Canadians returned to the Clancy Richard Arena on Friday night for the team's first game in nearly a month, adding another win to their season record. Taking on the Cold Lake Ice, the teams traded scoring chances and points back and forth throughout the night. Cold Lake's Ethan Peak scored first in the second period, followed by a goal from Canadiens' Jacob Leroux. All tied up at 1-1, the Canadiens would pull ahead into the third period with a goal from Jacob Jean, who was playing his first game with the Canadiens as an affiliate player. The Cold Lake Ice would respond, and tie the game back up with a goal from Brett McLeod. But, St. Paul would regain the lead with a goal from Logan Higdon. With just second left in the third period, the Ice would push hard and tie the game at 3-3 with an unassisted goal from Dawson Cook, and force overtime. It would take nearly 10 minutes to settle the game, but a goal from Canadiens' Kelton McCauley, assisted by Treston Moisey and Isaac Waters, would seal the deal, and earn the St. Paul team 2 points with a final score of 4-3. The Canadiens play at home on November 25 against the Killam Wheat Kings at 8 p.m., followed by another home game on November 26 at 7:30 p.m. against Onion Lake. The Canadiens sit in first place in the Northeastern Alberta Junior B Hockey League, NEAJBHL, with 13 games played and 23 points. Sitting in second is the Wainwright Bisons with 12 games played and 20 points. In third is the Vermilion Tigers with 15 games played and 19 points. In fourth is the Killam Wheat Kings, followed by the Lloydminster Bandits, the Cold Lake Ice, the Vigreville Rangers, and the Onion Lake Border Chiefs.